I guess we're ready to go. The regular meeting of the Recreation and Parks Commission, March 1st, will come to order, please. And we have the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Commissioner House.
Here.
Commissioner Hale.
Here.
Commissioner Solu.
Here.
Chair Winter.
Here.
Commissioners Munoz and Hensley are excused this evening, and Commissioner Mahan is absent.
Okay. We'll open the public comment period. Members of the audience wishing to address the commission on any matter other than the public hearing items may do so at this time. Comments are generally limited
to our lifetime member, retired Captain Robert Dixon, World War II B-17 pilot and POW. I gave you handouts. It's for your information about our good friend, Bob Dixon. The poster that's in front of me will be placed in the Vets Hall showcase, and that's all I have to say. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay. We have no actions in regard to public comments, so we will go to approval of the minutes of the February 1st, 2007 meeting. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes?
No.
Okay. Do I have a motion to accept
the minutes? I move that we approve the minutes.
I second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Any announcements?
Yes.
Joan?
Yes, I have an announcement. I'd like to let everybody know that Del Mar PTA is holding their very first art auction and silent auction for goods and services. And along with that is a barbecue and a couple of other drawings and raffles. And there are going to be some wonderful, wonderful goods and services being auctioned off, including some beautiful original works of art. Each class is responsible for making one original work of art to be auctioned off, so the children are in charge of this themselves, raising funds for their field trips for next year. In addition, I personally will be selling barbecue tickets. And if you buy them now, you get a discount. If you buy them before If you buy them before March 15th, you'll be getting a discount. Adults are only $8. After March 15th, they're $10. And children are only $5 before March 15th. After March 15th, they're $8. And you can contact me directly on my cell phone at 459-3274 to place orders for those. I'll repeat that phone number, 459-3274. And not right now, preferably, but after the meeting, call me, and I'll place your orders. I'll even drop your tickets by your house. And please, the whole community is invited to come out and see the beautiful works of art and the fun baskets, and we even have a house in Hawaii.
It's for the athletes, face painting, art, stickers, carnival-type games, etc. The actual time involved will only be a few hours, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., plus your booth activity setup and teardown. If you're interested in helping with this very worthwhile and fun cause, please call Stevie Anderson at 772-9612 for more info. The Special Olympics office is 544-6444. Ask for Michael or Jody and tell them that Stevie put you up to it. If you have children, they can get involved as well. Several area schools send children to help in the meet, and I know I've done these things, and it's you come home feeling so good about yourself after you've done this and about these people that I hope everybody turns out. So the phone number is 772-9612 or 544-6444, and it's the first Friday in May.
Okay. Andrea, do you have any announcements for us?
I do not this evening. Thank you.
Okay. We'll go on to new business, and the first item of new business is a review of the Morro Bay Public Art Policy.
Thank you. Good evening, Commissioners. This evening, we're looking at actually a project that's going to be moving through the art policy procedure. As you'll recall, probably about a year and a half ago, the council asked the Recreation and Parks Commission to come up with some sort of policy in terms of accepting artwork, and that was a result of when we looked at acceptance of the rock sculpture at the beginning of at the entryway to Morro Bay. So the commission came up with a policy, and it was actually approved by the City Council, Morro Bay City Council, on February 27th of last year. This evening, you have in your packets a project which is affectionately referred to as the Art Can Project. And just in a nutshell, what we're asking you to do this evening is review the documents that you have before you concerning that project, provide your comments, and then we will be forwarding your comments along with the comments from all the other boards and commissions. Actually, this project is going through planning, PWAB, Harbor Advisory, Community Promotions, and we'll end up at City Council on, we're hoping for March 26th of this month for final approval. We do have Jean League here tonight. She is very involved in this project, and she's happy to answer any questions. What we're looking at tonight really is, a 10-can project, and they have started the project, and I'll explain kind of how that worked. Because we needed something to bring forward to the commissions, and it gives you a concept of what we're talking about in terms of the Art Can project. So I think I'm going to turn it over to Jean, or maybe the commissioners wants to start with questions. I don't know if Jean, maybe you want to come forward and talk a little bit about the project, or just to answer questions. Either way, we're kind of informal tonight, but we will be forwarding your comments to the council.
Yeah, I'd be glad to answer any questions that you might have. Like Andrea says, Jane has been down by the chessboard working on this can. They won't all be mosaic. This one was. And I understand we had a few issues with the cleanup down there, but it was kind of minor, and we're happy to resolve any issues that have. And most of the cans will be painted, not mosaic, and that's not quite as messy. But anyway, we have other people there with the artist to help and do whatever she needs. And I just want to make a comment that we spent so much time down there, and the interest in the public coming by and looking and making comments was very rewarding to us. And I think it's going to be a great project. We're really looking forward to it. Jane brought this whole project to us because she had done the same thing in Palm Springs. And she's very thorough and very intelligent about how she's approaching this, and we're trying to do all the steps we have to do and cover all the bases and do a good job of it. So if you have any questions, I'll be happy to try to answer them for you.
Okay. Any questions, Christy?
In reviewing the material, I think it's a great idea. I'm really excited about it. Any community that demonstrates, you know, creativity, and I think ultimately draws, you know, people and makes it interesting for people to walk around our community, particularly since we have a lot of tourists. I just had a couple questions. One, I looked at what looks like a brochure, and I just wanted to ask about the dates because it talks about deadline for submission being March 1st. Which is today. So is this more of a template?
Yeah, we really weren't totally apprised of all the hoops we had to jump through to get this whole thing together. And the Art Commission is kind of new, too. So, yeah, we're very flexible, and that's not hard and fast by any means.
So but this is more like a draft?
There's an interest, you know, that's going on. And we've had several artists come to us already, and we definitely will make an adjustment on that.
And are you feeling comfortable you'll have, again, enough art
for this? So we did buy some new cans, and some of them are in really bad condition. So the cans that we're working on will be new ones, and most of them will be painted by the local artists, and we have a theme of the birds and the beach, which everybody has to adhere to. And, gee, if this goes, maybe we can buy some more cans. They're pretty pricey. If you didn't know that, about $1,500 each or something like that. But anyway, this was the pilot, and we're going to go ahead with the 10 cans and see where we go from there.
Anybody else? Joan?
Hi. I, too, think that it's a great project. I don't I don't know anybody who wouldn't think that it was fantastic. I do have a question for you, though. Most of the cans are located along the Embarcadero and the beachfront area and then out in a couple of the parks, and I was just wondering if, when you're planning for the future, if you're going to look at the Main Street and maybe Morro Bay Boulevard areas of downtown, or if there were any plan, if these were firm of where you wanted to go, or what your...
We need sponsors. For example, if there's a store on maybe a corner of Main and whatever, and they need a can or want a can and are willing to sponsor one, we already have several sponsors. Chris Dorn said he would sponsor one, so we will definitely have one there. And yes, they will be placed wherever the sponsors are, and we'll try to get the sponsors in areas all over town.
Okay, and then next question was, it's $1,000 per can, and I was just curious as to, I mean, it's total curiosity, if how that was broken down, what percentage kind of goes to art supplies, and what's for maintenance or whatever. And
yeah, well, that's what the $1,000 is all about. It's partly for the artist, because the artist will submit their plans, and then they will get compensated for their materials. And I think they're figuring about $300 for the artist. And other than that, it's I'm not sure about the breakdown of the.
So there's an artist stipend, and there's the goods to or the materials, and then there's a little for upkeep or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's great. I think it's fantastic.
It's a great project. Morro Bay Beautiful is a great organization. I had the same question about the $1,000. How much is going to be set aside for maintenance, and where is this money going to be? Is it, do you get the $1,000 up front, or is it a promise that you're going to be getting this money? I want to make sure the city isn't stuck maintaining these.
Yeah, I am not totally on board with what happens to the money, where it goes and who goes. I know that we already have some money coming in, and we can't release it until we get the okay on the whole project. So nothing's going to happen until we really get this through. And Anne is pretty much taking care of the financial end of it. And I could have her get back to you and let you know what's going to happen on that.
Yeah, that would probably be a good idea.
Okay.
Not me necessarily, but...
Well, I don't want to say something that that's not right.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't either.
If I can interrupt real quickly, probably what we'll do is any questions that we can't answer this evening or that Gene's not sure of this evening, we'll make sure that those answers are provided in the narrative that we provided the City Council at their review, so they'll know, you know, the question of maintenance or how the money is divided. So that information will be provided to the council, because if the commissioners have the questions, then the council or another boards or commissions might have those as well.
That's right.
Okay. And my next question would be, you said the cans are $1,500 a piece.
Well, that's kind of like my memory of what's been run by me, but they're pretty pricey.
But you pay for those too, right? Do you pay for the new cans?
I think we have a grant, don't we, or something? We've got some money coming from somewhere.
It's kind of been an interesting... there's two projects that are going on that are kind of intersecting in some areas, and Morro Bay Beautiful approached the Harbor Department, who has some funding for, they call it their benches, bike racks, and something, maybe cans, account. But every year they allocate some money toward replacement of the aggregate trash receptacles, because they are very expensive to ship and to purchase as both. I think they've hooked up, teamed together with Morro Bay Beautiful to purchase, I believe, 10 new cans. Now, some of those cans will be used for this project, and some of the existing cans that we have in the city will be used for the project. And as well, where the sites are, this is probably more than you ever wanted to know about trash collection, but currently,
cans.
Oh boy, well, a lot, we've years The money that the Harbor Department and Morbid Beautiful put together, they're buying the smoother surface cans that are more compatible to this type of project, and we also had some of those. The other cans that we have in Morbid are the aggregates, you know, probably 20 years, 25 years.
Okay, and then I had a question. Well, I think it would be very important that the $1,000 is sitting somewhere, that it's not a pledge, that it's real money ahead of time. Then I'm looking at the project proposal that the group sent in, and step two, the artists and art, doesn't gel with what we have under our public art policy.
In what respect?
Well, it says they will be selected by a 5-person committee, and then if you go down to the, let's see, where is it? Did I underline it? Then it says, then if you go to the next page, it says respondents would be asked to submit their work to the committee, the 5-member committee, and then they would be submitted to city staff and the Parks and Recreation Commission as called for under the public arts policy, but actually they're required to go through every commission according to our policy and then to the city council.
And that's kind of a wrinkle in this particular project. It's and I know that another commissioner had a question with that. And maybe we can address that, and the commission can propose some ideas. I think the thought behind the public art policy is that a large group of people, the boards and commissions, review the artwork, the piece of art, and give input on maybe appropriateness or whether they feel it's something that should go in the city right-of-way. This project is a little bit different because I think the hope from the Art Can project is that they have the 10 can project approved, and so the glitch, as a couple commissioners have brought up, is that we're happy to approve this 10 can project, but who's going to have the ultimate say on the artwork? And so perhaps the commission can discuss that amongst yourselves. And is there something that we can propose or you can think of that might work for comfort? You know, they've got a theme. It's be
disapprove. We'll just want to make it easier.
Well, that's the situation. I know the city council asked us to get a public arts policy in place, which I was against in the first place because I said it was going to make things confusing, and people that want to do good things like decorate the trash cans now have to jump through a million hoops to do something nice for the community. That being said, as a matter of fairness, if we have an arts policy, we have to, I think we have to treat everybody the same. And what did we make Coroshelli go through for the granite sculpture? And that being said, that question being asked, I would look at our public arts policy and say, I don't think it even applies to Morrow Bay Beautiful. Because our whole policy is written to acceptance of donated artwork offered to the city by the artist, and it's not being offered by the artist. It's being offered by a 501(c) foundation to the city via them. It's not being offered by the artist. It's being offered by the organization. So the way our policy is written, I don't think it applies to them.
Well, I think it does apply, and I think you can consider the Morbid Beautiful the agent. I mean, basically, the artwork is the artwork is coming from the artist. Morrow Bay Beautiful is the agent, or the processor, or whatever you want to call it, and so it's coming to the city. So I think that it does apply, and I think that we need to remember the spirit of the policy is that you, as well as the other boards and commissions, are stewards, and you are reviewing what's going in the public right-of-way and in your public parks and even in our public facilities. And so I think that we need to figure out, you know, as that, how can we, you know, work with this policy, and perhaps what this pilot program is going to do with our policy is make us go back to it and say, okay, it didn't work perfectly. How now are we going to amend or recommend amendments to this policy to make it work better? So I certainly understand your concerns, Commissioner House, and they're valid concerns because the project doesn't fit You know, it's kind of a square project, and it kind of is trying to fit in this triangle policy. But maybe that's where you can make some, you know, some recommendations to council on how you think the artwork should be reviewed. Should there be the, it sounds like the ArtCan committee has, or the ArtCan group has a public art committee. Is there
any donated artwork? So if it's something that the city council decides they don't want to put out in the public, then they can remove it. I mean, I don't understand why we have to make these people jump through.
Well, because
we're expending city funds to purchase the trash cans, and then if we find something offensive has been put on them, we've already used city funds. So,
but part of their proposal wasn't to, according to this proposal that we received in writing, wasn't to buy the trash cans.
No, because that's not part of this project.
That's not part of this project. So that doesn't have anything to do with it, really.
Well, it's a little intersection. The council has recommended and approved this policy. I think it's our direction to work with it and figure out how we can move ahead and make this project work. You know, I certainly understand your concerns, but I think it is a good policy. I think it's a good thing that we have review of these types of projects. Because if you had a project that came forward that perhaps wasn't acceptable, you certainly wouldn't want that to happen in your public right-of-ways and public parks. You know, this one just happens to be an incredible project, but there might be a proposal in the future where something wasn't appropriate. So I think that's the premise that we need to work under.
Well, I would say, and I'm not debating this, but this is the policy then. So I don't think we can, you know, because we like this project and we don't like this project, I think we have to go by this policy. I mean, if I'm all for this project, but we have to follow these guidelines. We put them into place. If we want to keep them, we have to follow them.
Well, I think that it's a council policy. So if you recommend to the city council, we like the concept, we like the idea, we appreciate the first piece of artwork that's come forward to us, we're concerned about the other nine, and our recommendation is to let the Art Commission deal with the other nine, because based on what we've seen, we are comfortable with their idea. Or our idea is that one of us, and we recommend a PWAB and a planning, and a member from other boards and commissions all sit on a committee with these people to review it. I think there's some options there. And because it's a council policy, when they get it, they can change it if they want.
Joan, did you have something you wanted to...
Oh, can I just finish up a little bit here? We're concerned as well, because we got a copy of the Art Commission and what they require, and it's pretty ambiguous. But we're more than willing to be flexible.
Also on our public arts policy, it says that if we don't, if we decide later we don't want the artwork, we have to give it back to the artist. These will be our public trash cans.
Well, they're not going to do it before it gets approved.
Well, I understand that, but this is later on. I mean, I'm not. This has nothing to do with your project, believe me. It has to do with the way this thing is written. It's just.
Okay, Stan. So if they don't, if we decide we don't like the beach and birds theme in 20 years, perhaps we could put a caveat in this project that says, you know, because we're going to still in 20 years need trash cans for the city, you know, at the termination of the artist's piece of work, the trash can will be the sole property of the city of Morro Bay to do with what they will at their discretion.
Which is what the
therefore
policy says.
Therefore it will never return to the artist at a cost of in 20 years $30,000 to buy trash cans.
My point isn't that. That's just another thing in here that we're eliminating. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 of these things in here that we're not doing on this public art policy. Now, all I'm saying is, if we're not going to do the public art policy, let's not have a public art policy. But if we're going to have a public art policy, then let's go by the public art policy. I mean, I'm all for letting these people do this project with, you know, it seems kind of an easy thing to do. But what about the next person that comes in, or the person that we just required who had the rock sculpture that we had him sign a maintenance agreement for? I don't know what all we had him do, but it took a while. He went through five different hearings.
Well, actually, this is a result of that.
Right.
Because that didn't go smoothly. And I do want to point out to the commission that this is a policy that you recommended to the city council.
Yeah.
This is a policy that came from this commission. I think it's really important that it is it may be a square policy. This might be a triangular piece of a triangular project. But I think with your recommendations on perhaps certain areas, it can fit. And I strongly believe, and I do appreciate your comments, Commissioner House, but I think that we, you know, it's a great project. We have a policy. We need to move forward. How can we make this work? What are your recommendations? Because, again, it's going to be finally approved by the City Council.
Well, my question is, when the person comes in, the next person, what do we do with them?
Well, I think it's kind of impossible to say that. We're going to try our very best to run it through the public art policy. If we find that there's problems with the public art policy, then we'll bring it back to the commission or the council. But I think our intent is to have everybody that wants to donate art to the city to go through this policy. The first project. I think you're kind of being tough on yourselves and staff on the first project that's gone through this policy.
I do think that the policy has some intense areas, for example, having to be approved by every commission. But I do see the validity of that, too, on the other side. I mean, just because I like abstract art and Stan likes it, and Commissioner House, rather, pardon me, likes it, Commissioner Hale likes it, just because everybody who sits up here likes it does not mean that everybody on PWAB is going to like it. And therefore, when that's forwarded to the City Council, they have, you know, Rex and Parks, they just loved it. They put it through, you know, with a committed vote. Everyone voted for it. And, you know, PWAB, wow, only one person went for it. And so they see the diversity, because we do represent different, you know, areas of our society, our little society, our bubble here in Morro Bay. And so I do see that that's, you know, an intense process to go to, a time-consuming process for, you know, her to go through and the artist. But I, you know, I also see the validity in that. That's all I'm saying.
I have a question, if I could. So just to clarify what we're asked to do, it doesn't look like the commissions are having to approve anything. It's more provide input and recommendations and comments
right.
on this, right? So
correct.
That seems, I mean, to me, that seems fairly reasonable. We're trying to get a cross-section of input. And basically what you're saying is that we can offer up, if we feel strongly that we want to have a committee member sitting alongside the five member art committee, that's our choice to make that recommendation, or we can say, hey,
receptacles throughout Morro Bay, that we think that it would be an improvement and an enhancement to our city, and that the project in its theory and basic form is a good idea.
I'll second that.
All those in favor? Oh, any discussion?
Well, I'd like to have some discussion. I would basically like to know, and I'm all for this, so I'm going to vote yes on this. But my question is, when the next thing comes up, are we going to go by this policy or we're not going to go by this policy? It's as simple as that.
I think the question is, and this is what I'm trying to wrap my arms around, is how are we not going with this policy?
Well, is this going to go through all of the committee? I'm saying that they're
going through all the committees.
Okay, but their proposal doesn't say that. That's what I'm pointing out. Their proposal.
Maybe the proposals needs to be modified.
Can we suggest that they make an amendment to the proposal so it complies with the policy? Would that solve the problem?
Let me add to my motion that I want to get the exact name right, the Arts Cans proposal, a public art project by Morro Bay Beautiful, will be amended to include that the project will be reviewed by each and every commission and board before being placed before the city council.
Do you accept that amendment?
I'll second it.
Okay. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Now, do we have any concerns or recommendations we want to make to the city council or comments, other comments?
I'd like to recommend that we simplify the public arts policy so that people can get through this thing easier, that we change the word by the artist to the donee.
I would prefer having this go through the process to see how it works and then come back.
Okay, that's a good idea. That's
and
fine.
See if we need to make some changes.
If I can interrupt, perhaps what the commission wants to do, I mean, specifically with this project, is you've highlighted some areas where you had concern, the review of the artwork. Maybe highlight those areas, come up with solutions, or just highlight them so we can provide those council, those...
Letting that team make the evaluation.
Happy to have one of you.
Oh, no, I don't know if you want to add any weight to the process. I mean, we're trying to simplify the process. If we start adding commission members onto your committee, we're just making the process more...
You're going to review whatever we do anyway.
Exactly.
So, but we would be happy. We want to work with you and do whatever we need to do and make it work. And I can see some issues, and I'm going back to the committee to bring up a few things myself.
Jen?
I just wanted to ask if at the end of this full process, once you have your cans in work, if you might come back to us during the public comment period and do give us a critique of how you give us a critique of how you felt that the process of a public art policy worked for you, because I would be curious. It's enough for us to sit up here and say, well, we should do this, we should do that, but you're actually the user, and we want to make it user friendly. So if you would come back, for me, it would be important to have you come back, since you're the first one, kind of our guinea pig, and give us an idea of what you thought.
Well, thank heavens. Jane has already worked on these things, and she was aware of a lot of these things. But by the time we dealt with the garbage can people and Parks and Rec and the buying and the trash cans and the Harbor Committee and now five more commissions, but we're hanging in there. We'll do what we have to do. Thank you very much.
Christy, do you have anything you want to add? Stan?
No.
Okay. Is that sufficient, Andrea?
So would you like me then to forward the comments that you made during your discussions, particularly, you know, some of the things that Commissioners House and Hale brought up? Because that's the comments I've got written down in terms of, you know, these are the comments that the RMP Commission had on the project, and maybe in particular, as well as the policy.
Do you want to summarize what you have identified?
I'm looking at my notes. What I've got is, and Barb, if I missed something, we've got how the money is divided up, the breakdown, the maintenance, how long the maintenance, not necessarily how long the maintenance period is, because I think they talk about 5 years in here, but who keeps the money, and perhaps what happens after that 5 years in terms of maintenance. Okay, so we'll forward those comments on. The commission happy with those?
Oh, I'd also like to say that staff did a wonderful job on this.
Well, I certainly understand. It is a tough project, and it started out oddly because they already had done one, but we thought that was the best thing to do, to get a pilot project to even give you an idea, because if we came forward to you and said there's a group, they wanted to put tile on a trash can, for some of us, that's hard. For me, it's very hard to visualize, but I think, you know, we have a good example now of what it might be.
Jim? I just want to say that I look at the date on the public art policy, and it's February 26, 2006, that it was approved by the City Council. I mean, it's been a year, and this is our first you know, our first experience with it. I mean, maybe we would be well served by having, you know, the one person on each council, or rather board or commission, you know, sit together at a special meeting to streamline a process for this. It's not that often that we have, it's not that often that we have artists come forward or projects like this come forward. So, you know, that's just something to think about too. You know, maybe just choosing one person, like, you know, the vice chair, for example, or something like that, or someone like that, or just a chairperson who would be willing to step forward, who would be willing to step forward off each committee and work on behalf of their commission and board and streamline the process for the artist or the individual, and then take it back to their board on behalf of the artist so that, you know, wouldn't be so cumbersome for them. That's a thought.
They still have to go to each board or commission.
Right. It would. The project would have to come before the board or commission. What I'm saying is the artist could meet with one person, and then that person could act as a liaison, similar to the senior representative, or, you know, like we could have an artist representative. It wouldn't be...
I mean,
you'd be working once a year towards that vein. You know, there could be a community artist representative on each board or something like that, something to think about.
Well, I think something to keep in mind for the commissioners is that this may very well encourage people to donate more artwork. And
okay. Everybody think of whether they want to serve as an art liaison. Okay.
It is.
Yes.
What's that? The vice chair.
Stan's the vice. Christy has volunteered. Okay. Excuse me. Commissioner Hale. We'll be formal. Next item is Dixon's Spaghetti Dinner and the Community Foundation Art Show Update.
Speaking of art, just keeps on coming. We'll talk about the spaghetti dinner first. We are very close on tickets and posters, and we will call you as soon as those are available. Just to remind you, Dixon's annual spaghetti dinner is scheduled for March 23rd from 4 to 7:30. We'll be having tickets at the community center for sale. We've got a lot of great raffle prizes and door prizes, so all that information will be coming very soon. We're looking at probably between 400 and 450 dinners served this year again. So I know also that we're always looking for volunteers to help. And so if you have availability that evening between having spaghetti with your family or your friends, go ahead and let Karen know. She's coordinating all the volunteers.
What day of the week is that? What day of the week is that?
It's a Friday. It's a Friday. And actually, there is a conflict for something that I noted. It's not huge. It's not another spaghetti dinner as last year, but it's in Los Osos. But it's something. So we'll just have to. It's hard to pick, as the commission knows, with anybody that schedules things. It's, you can't pick a day that's not already booked for something else. So, the other thing that's going on after the spaghetti dinner is the fourth annual art show and silent auction. Again, both these events raise money for the Morro Bay Community Foundation that provides scholarships to children in Los Osos, Morro Bay, and Cayucas. The art show this year is, again, three different events. We're having a chamber mixer on Thursday night from 5:30 to 7. It's available to chamber members and their friends. Friday night, we're having a wine tasting and hors d'oeuvre and music from 4 to 7. These are all at the community center. People will be able to bid on the artwork both at the mixer and at the Friday night event. And then Saturday, we're having an artist reception. We're having at least two demonstrating artists. The artist reception is 1 to 4. It's open to the public. It's free admission. We'll be having the silent auction all the way through till Friday at 4, when we'll close the silent auction. Thank you. Saturday at 4. If you bid on artwork, you do not need to be in attendance. We will find you. Last year, I think we raised upwards of about 20
more people to come to the art show. It was not that well attended last year, and it was a very nice show, and we really encourage people to attend.
We've got a wealth of incredibly talented artists in this area. I echo what Commissioner Winter said. We've got a lot of great artwork, so certainly come by and take a look at it.
Okay. A3, recommendation to use park and lieu funds for Del Mar Park roller hockey rink.
This is an item that we are bringing forward to you. We are currently needing to do some repairs for our roller hockey rink at Del Mar Park. I think it was important to note that these types of repairs would normally be funded through a budget line item, outside repair and maintenance, I guess in the old days. But with our budget cuts that we went through a couple of years ago, we just have very limited funds to do these kind of, and they're not really routine maintenance and repair. They're specialized maintenance repair that we have to do every 5-10 years. But unfortunately, now we're at the point where we have to do the repairs, and we need to fund them. And we have available funding in our park and lieu funds, which is certainly available for these types of things. What we're asking for you to do tonight is allocate up to $5,000 from the park and lieu fund to do these repairs on the roller hockey rink. If you'll recall, we've used park and lieu funds in the past for relighting of the Kaiser East softball fields, new parking lot lights at Kaiser Park, and repairs at Del Mar Park. So with that, again, if you approve this tonight, then we will take it to City Council for final approval on their consent agenda.
Any questions for Andrea? The only question I would have, Andrea, is how much is the whole rocker, I'll get this out. How much is the roller hockey rink being used?
That's an interesting question. If you asked me how often it is reserved, if we based our use on that, we would say, you know, once or twice a year it's used, because we don't have reservations. But I do know that we have a roller hockey team, roller derby, like the Bay City Roller type thing. I know that they're practicing out there. It's used for soccer. It's used for some roller hockey. So I think it's used periodically. Del Mar Park's a hard park to kind of
the wood, or is it also for striping? Is there any?
Yeah, actually, I think we're doing all new striping on the cement. Okay. We may be grinding down some cement areas where it's slightly raised, and then some painting. You're correct.
Okay.
Stan.
How much money is left in that fund?
I can't answer that. I'm happy to bring that back to you. I know that we just had a payment lately of $21,000. I know we're anticipating about $60,000 coming from a commercial residential project, so we do have some money in there.
Okay, thank you.
Would the commission like me to bring back a status report on the condition of that fund at our next meeting?
Be a good
idea.
Yeah.
Sure.
Judy? Yeah, a quick question, Andrea. Can you remind us for what type of projects we can use the park and lieu money? Is reserved for only specific types of expenses? Is that correct?
You're correct. We can't use it for staffing. We can't use it for general repair and maintenance. It's really used for development and of parkland, or repair of lights, that sort of thing. So it's more your non-routine type maintenance issues.
Okay.
And generally it's used for, let's see, I've got the wording here, used for a local facility which bears a reasonable relationship to serve the present and future recreation needs of the residents of the subdivision that provided the funds. And one of the things that we look at in Morro Bay, because generally when we have a subdivision, we don't have a park next door, but we're looking at specialized facilities. For instance, because it's the roller hockey rink, it's the only roller hockey rink in the city of Morro Bay, so we feel that money from any subdivision development could go towards that project, because we don't have a roller hockey rink at every facility. So that's what we try to do when we look at how to spend the money.
Okay. Thank you.
Kristen?
Just a question. Is there any other projects that you see, do you anticipate potentially using in lieu funds for?
The thing that comes to my mind, two projects come to my mind immediately, and we'll get into a little bit of those in the future in the status report. But the Del Mar Playground, we're still looking at. We're working with Miracle to come back with a final plan for the Del Mar Playground. So, for instance, we had, when we originally started working on the Del Mar Playground replacement project, we had some sale funds available. top of the list.
And if I'm hearing you correctly, just to clarify, when you talk about the equipment from Miracle, the company that provides playground equipment, are you saying that we might not get the equipment on sale because we passed the date, and so we might have to come back and add additional funds to purchase what we want to order?
That's a potential.
Okay.
We're still
kind of
working
sure
with them. Yeah, we're strongly aware of the recommendation that the council and the commission made with what we're putting out there, so we're not going to obviously change that. So we're just working with them on what, you know, how they can provide that and what
you're just negotiating
monetary.
the financial.
There you
okay,
go.
Okay, thank you.
One last question, Andre. What about is there a status report at all available on Coleman Park? Are we, the slide had been taken out. Is there any plan to put something back in at Coleman Park?
That's a good question. We haven't done a lot. You'll note by the restroom and the facilities at Coleman, we haven't done a lot at Coleman because we're hoping that the Harbor Walk project will be moving along, and as that project moves along, the road will be realigned and we'll master plan for that whole area. So I'm hesitant to buy anything or do a lot at Coleman Park. We certainly may want to revisit that. I can provide an update for you on where the Harbor Walk project is by talking to Bill Boucher, the capital projects manager. I know that it's I know there's some forward movement on it, but it's slow, and I can come back with the specifics on that. I mean, we certainly could do something mm-hmm. like that.
It sounds like the Harbor Walk project is still another 5 to 8 years off.
I don't know.
From what I've heard, but, yeah.
Well, I move that we approve item A3.
Second? Do I have a second?
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. On to unfinished business. The first item is the revised work program.
This is a document that we're just bringing back to you. We did our we brought it to you a couple of months ago, I believe, with full of red lines and strikeouts. We've taken all that out and cleaned it up. In addition, one of the things that the commission wanted to see on the back page or under the prioritized work programs were revised cost estimates, and then we added a status as well, another status line. And we've provided revised cost estimates as they were available. So we've cleaned that up. At this point, what we're really...
The operation cost of the teen center and operate the skate park? I don't think it costs $5,467,000, does it?
That's a little high.
Must have gotten that new skate park equipment in, huh?
Oh, and on page 3, number 2... It just says we operate Monday, 8 a.m. to 5.
I knew it was too good to be true.
That's really cutting us down.
So I move that we accept item B1 for file.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. The status report.
I'll highlight a couple of things that have been happening in the last month or so. We always put our operating hours of the teen center and the skate park on there for your information. I will tell you that the city has a group called it's affectionately known as the PIG, but it's the Program Improvement Group, and it consists of the capital project manager, planning staff, engineer, facility superintendent, park superintendent, and basically that group meets on capital projects to kind of look at what needs to happen to move a capital project along or what is entailed in terms of capital projects. And I had requested a PIG meeting a couple of weeks ago for the tennis court project just to kind of reestablish where we were and how we could move forward on this project, because you'll recall that it is a funded capital project to the extent we can fund it at this point with general fund money and grant money, and we it sits in the capital project manager's desk, because at this point he's certainly busy with other larger projects such as the fire department, Harbor Walk, roundabout, those types of things. What we talked a little bit about is how best to proceed on the project, and the City Council at their last meeting on Monday night has asked for staff to bring back this item because the City Council a few years ago indicated that all capital projects would be managed through the Capital Projects Manager. And what we're looking at is the possibility of bringing this capital project back over to Recreation and Parks and trying to move forward on that from our staff. With obviously some input from capital projects. It's certainly feasible that our department is more than able to handle that project. And that allow us, we're 58% of the year gone by, and we're, I think, across the board, 51% spent in the assessment district fund. Excuse me. At this point, I don't really see any huge red flags here. We've got a couple of interesting areas. One is our electrical use, which is up for some reason. Our water use is a little high at this point, which is a little bit of a concern at this point in the year. But across the board, fairly comfortable with where we are with the assessment district. We are doing a few different, I'll back up. We're currently working on the web, the Tides web guide for April, May, and June. We would anticipate that to be available mid-March on the web. In terms of Kids Club, we're doing a few different things with Kids Club for fall. And the first thing is that I think most of you are aware, especially those that have children in the program, we have four separate programs with Kids Club. We have the morning care program, which is 7 a.m. to when class begins. We have a program called Kinder Kids, which runs from the release of kindergarten, which is staggered, until 2:30. We have the extended care program, or the afternoon program, which is 2:30 to 6, and then we have the drop-in program. And what we are experiencing in the Kinder Kids program is pretty low participation. We have about 10 children registered. So what Heather has done is working on providing some packages with a small discount. So if you sign up for Kinder Care or Kinder Kids and extended care, you'll get a small discount. And we're hoping that will entice people to sign up for the kindergarten program. In addition, we're going to be looking at marketing our program to making our information available to the preschools here, which is something that we haven't done actively, but we'll certainly be doing that for the upcoming fall of 2007. So we'll be looking at that. And we've got some flyers that we've been working on, and we'll certainly bring those to the council, for the commission for your information. The other thing that we're going to be doing, and this is really based on some input that Commissioner Hale provided to us last year. She's been an experienced participant in our Kids Club registration process. She's come out very well both times, but it's been a kind of a squeaker.
Wait, I was last in line. I was last in line, Hale.
I know. And she really did a good job with that. But she had time, because she was last in line, to look at how it worked and provide us some input. And then we've looked at that input. And so what we're doing this year, and again, we're still working on the specific guidelines. Heather's pretty much got them done. But we're looking at, instead of a registration night, we're going to be opening it up to a registration back to you for your information. But we appreciate the comments. And we try to incorporate comments that we get from the public and users of our programs to make them better. And then the last thing that we're going to be looking at, or actually incorporating, is an incentive to families that use the online registration option. And you're probably aware that the online registration carries with it a fee for online use. And so what we're looking at is a potential discount for online registration. And we'll be continuing that push, because we really want to push our online registration. It's gone fairly slowly at this point for our programs. We talked a little bit about the foundation events that are coming up. Our youth basketball season is winding down. Our tournament for our middle school girls is this weekend. And then I think the rest of our tournaments are March 10th. We're also winding down our adult basketball and our co-ed soccer seasons that have gone fairly well. We're currently accepting registration for our adult softball program. We'll be beginning that season on March 19th, pending the fields dry out. If you've been out to Kaiser Park anytime lately, it's pretty mushy, kind of ongoing problems with field drainage. We have registration and teams have been divided for our girls softball program. I'm happy to report that we have all coaches. In fact, we had extra coaches, which is really something that's nice to see. We had real difficulty in our basketball program. In our girls' softball program, we had extra coaches. And we also have the girls' softball board has done a fantastic job and been successful in acquiring team sponsors for all the teams. That season begins on March 19th. I would recommend, if you're at all interested, it's always nice to come out and see youth sports, but any of our programs are fun to go to, but if you're ever around it on Kaiser Field when the girls are playing, come out and take a look, or for the T-ball program for that matter. It's pretty fun to see what's happening out there. The season does extend through mid-May, and then following the regular season, the Coast Girls Softball Board does take over the responsibility of our All-Star program, which we're continuing to fine-tune this year as well. We're taking registration currently for T-ball and Coach Pitch, which is geared, again, for children ages 5 through 8. Heather is continuing to work on our department website, and that we'll be keeping you posted on that. We talked a little bit about the playground, which we're continuing to work on. And then I do apologize for the late notification on the commissioner's workshop cancellation. We had scheduled a commissioner's workshop, all the commissioners in the county, for February 24th. And as when the directors got together, we all panicked and decided that location at Del Mar Park until the tennis courts may be built, with a proposed site at the northwest corner of Del Mar Park after the tennis courts are built, that a memorandum of understanding be established between Morro Bay Pups and the city establishing responsibilities for a dog park, and that the master plan be amended to address these changes. The motion carried 3-2. The first thing that's going to be happening in this realm is the city attorney is going to be working on a memo of understanding or a memo of agreement to be presented to the Morro Bay Pups group, and we'll keep the commission obviously posted about the status of the project and what's going on. When we get to the amendment of the master plan, as you are aware, that's a process that starts with your commission and it ends with city council. It's kind of similar to the public art policy. It goes to all the boards and commissions that it's relevant to, and it comes back to you. So we'll be keeping you posted, and we'll be putting that item on our status. And then the other thing I wanted to do, and it's along the lines of dress up and fess up, is that we did take, I'm completely serious, we did take the teen center rental policy to the council, and they 100% approved it. However, in my hurry to get my staff reports done, I failed to add on the guidelines that the commission was very interested, in fact, 7-0 interested in that money coming back to the Helping Hands account. And that was not put on the guidelines. So what I will do, I do apologize to you, and what I plan on doing is, as soon as we do have a rental of the teen center, is going back to the city council and letting them know that you recommended that and seeing if they will go along with that. Obviously, it's not a slam dunk, but I completely had an oversight, and I will go ahead and do that when our first rental comes up. So my apologies.
And if you need us there, let us know.
I will. That's the status report. I'm happy to answer questions that you might have.
Any questions? Commissioner Hamm?
I just wanted to commend the staff for responding to the feedback that you've received from parents around the registration process for Kids Club participation. I think it was a real struggle for people to have to have one night, one chance to get in line, and so there was the challenge of having to sit for maybe 3 hours, and also the challenge of making sure a parent or two parents could be there to register, and that was tough for people. So I think it's going to be check and dropping it off, which is not my preferred way to pay. So I think that's great. You're going down that path, and I think it'll obviously reduce traffic into the office and reduce the time your staff has to spend processing checks and so on and so forth. So I think that's the right move.
Anything else? Joan?
Could you just read to me one more time what Mayor Peters had put forth?
Mayor Peters moved. I'm happy to provide a copy of this to you. The minutes have not been approved, but this was the draft from the tape. Mayor Peters moved the City Council establish the dog park as a city project. It shall be fenced at its current location at Del Mar until the tennis courts may be built, with a proposed site at the northwest corner of Del Mar Park after the tennis courts are built. That a memorandum of understanding be established between Morro Bay Pups and the city on establishing responsibilities for the dog park, and that the master plan be amended to address these changes.
Okay. Thank you. I was just curious. And maybe you can answer this question. What does "as a city project" mean?
That means that the dog park will become, I'm anticipating, a capital project, a city project, so the city would be taking on the responsibility. For instance, let's talk about liability insurance. If it's a city project, then the city takes on the liability insurance responsibility. The Morbay Pups Group did indicate that, and this is part of the MOU, that the city attorney will be working on responsibility of payment. Certainly the city doesn't have any extra funds at this point, so that will be, I'm confident, addressed in the MOU, but it will be a city project similar to a roller hockey rink or a basketball court. So it will be a city facility, a city project, a capital improvement project, I would assume.
So that means that any improvements that they make to the land therein belongs to the city?
You're correct.
The Pups Group. And do they have a list of improvements that they need to make before them, before this can be established?
I'm sorry to interrupt. At this point, it's pretty premature. There's a number of things, and I'm happy to provide the staff report. In fact, I probably should have attached it to your commission agenda. My apologies. About the when it's a development project, which it will be considered. There's a number of things to go through. Environmental issues. It needs to be ADA accessible. So there's a number of things that will need to be addressed as a project. So that will be. I'm thinking that those issues will all be spelled out very, very clearly in that MOU.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Does it have to go through CEQA?
I believe so. Yes.
How long does that usually take?
Yeah, that's a good planning question. I'm not sure. I think it kind of depends on the project. It probably depends. It may depend on which side it's on. And I know that the Pups are concerned about, you know, do you want to fence the site where the tennis courts are going and spend those funds doing the improvements on that side, with probably the understanding that eventually it's going to go to the other side, which presents some other issues in terms of environmental. So. It's again, I think the first step will be the MOU, and that will probably line out some specific things.
Okay, thank you.
Do you have a motion to accept the report for file?
I move we accept the report for file.
A second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Written communication, citizens' reports and correspondence.
You have your monthly report from the Morbay Citizens Bike Committee. I mean, do you need to accept that report for file?
Do I have a motion?
I'll motion to accept C1 for file.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Reports, youth services summary. Sports, fitness, facilities, and parks. We'll take them all together now.
That sounds great. I am happy to report that our participation is right along with last year. I don't have any huge concerns at this point, both in youth services and recreational sports. Actually, youth services is a little bit lower than last year. Recreational sports is a little bit higher than last year, so that's always good to see. I am happy to report that Joe Woods and I both think that we know what's going on with our facility reporting system. We haven't fixed it. We've actually got a call into our computer company, our active.net. But we believe that the hours of use that are scheduled for our activities, our programs, aren't being reflected. So what you're seeing here are just outside reservations. So I think our programs, our activities aren't being reported, and we think that's the glitch, because obviously you can see we've got 10,000 hours to date this year in facilities and 19,000 last year. So we've got a glitch there. So we've sent that email to them, and we're hoping that it can be worked out. So we're still, you know, it's my continual... We're working on it, and I hope it changes. That's our new theory.
Any questions?
I move that we accept items D1, D2, and D3 for file.
I have a second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Senior representative report. The Seniors Center is still hosting a variety of classes from Cuesta and have a variety of trips scheduled, and the best thing to do is to go into the Senior Center and avail yourself of the resources there. They have a variety of brochures. The thing that they're most concerned about is the renegotiation of their memorandum of understanding with the city for the continued use of the senior center. And that's basically what I have to report.
Do you know when that comes up?
2010?
I think it's 2008.
2008?
Mm-hmm. I believe it's 2008.
Perhaps, Andrea, would we be able to get a copy of that? To kind of start the wheels turning on that?
Just so the commission knows, we had started and have provided an initial draft to the senior board. Actually, I'm going to be going to the senior board meeting at the next, I think it's next Wednesday. Joe Woods is our liaison to the Senior Citizens Incorporated. So we've been starting, and we'll be talking to them a little bit more about the agreement. Providing a copy to you is an excellent idea. In fact, Joe Woods is going to be running your April meeting, and it would be a perfect document for him to review. And so we'll bring that forward. Because it's interesting, we have an agreement and a memo of understanding. We have an agreement for 20 years, and every 2 years or 1 year, Leva? I think it's every 2 years we review the MOU that amplifies and clarifies the agreement. So there's two documents, actually, and the document that's expiring is the agreement where we talk about the seniors and providing hours. There's probably a lot of information there that actually the commissioners aren't aware of that the seniors provide. So good idea. We'll agendize that for next time.
Will he highlight the differences between the original one and what you're proposing?
Yeah, we can do that. It may be too soon to even bring that draft forward, but let me talk to him a little bit about that. Certainly we can talk about the, you know, how we got to where we are and what kind of financial we could bring AARP applications.
The only problem is that their meeting next month comes the week after our meeting. So it would have to be the following meeting. That's all I have to report. So do any other commissioners have any reports on anything that they would like to convey? No. Okay. No public hearings. So declaration of future agenda items.
I guess we already have the public art policy down, right?
That sounds kind of new.
Okay.
Oh, I hear a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.